Region 5, 2A, 3A, 4A basketball here in Sitka, Alaska. We're at the Mount Edgecombe Fieldhouse here. Teams are out on the court. Things are getting round up here. This, of course, is the second game of this session anyway. I'll try to catch up real quick. Last night, Juneau Douglas Gals played the Thunder Mountain Girls. Thunder Mountain winning that one, so they're going to go against the Ketchikan, which is the number one seed out of that 4A tournament here. And that will be later on this afternoon. On the boys' side of that, Juneau Douglas defeated the Thunder Mountain boys by a score of 69-56. And so Juneau will play Ketchikan at 4:45. Just finishing action here, the Wrangell Wolves and the Craig Panther Gals going at it here. Wrangell led about 99% of that game, but Craig came away with the win, 39-36. So Craig will play Petersburg tomorrow, and Wrangell drops down to that 11:30 a.m. game. Haynes Glacier Bears, Craig Panthers out on the court right now. Okay, the Haynes Glacier Bears, we're sitting up high over the scorers bench here. Glacier Bears will be in their white uniforms. Craig Panthers are going to be in their traveling green uniforms. Craig is to our right. The Haynes Glacier Bears are to our left. And they'll be introducing all the ball players like they do here at the beginning opening of the tournament. Everybody gets introduced here. Glacier Bears, we've got a lot of fans here over sitting to our right here. Quite a number of folks came down on the ferry, and of course there's a lot of folks here in Sitka too that are rooting for the Haynes Glacier Bears.
Yeah, we're just waiting for Keith Perkins to get started here. Everybody's kind of looking at him, waiting for him to start announcing the teams, so I don't know quite what the delay is with him, but he will get started here shortly. But yeah, it's a few modifications to the Mount Edgecombe gym since we were here 3 years ago. Got brand new scoreboards, got a bunch of new banners hanging from the ceiling, and now we're ready to introduce the Craig Panthers. They're coached by Tina Steffen, assisted by Dan Peters. You got Byron Castle, number 41, Caden Bird, number 33, Lewis House, number 23, Drew Marker, number 10, Isaiah Records, number 3, Noah Castle,
Brian Castle,
number
41.
Yep, and Brian Castle, number 41. Now the starting lineup for the Craig Panthers. Number 24, 5'11", junior, Zach Vickers. 5'7", sophomore. Number 10, Drew Marker. Senior, number 5, Charlie Blanc.
To redial again, probably.
No, it's the TV one that's messed up. Number 4, Zach Jacobson, 5'9" senior. And the final starter, 6-foot senior, number 1, Morgan House. That's the starting lineups for the Craig Panthers. Now we'll have the introduction of our Haynes Glacier Bears. Six-foot freshman, number 10, Patrick Cunningham. 5'8" senior, number 22, Zane Durr. 5'7" sophomore, number 20, Marty Fowler. And 5'11" junior, number 41, Dylan Palmieri. Starting lineup for the Glacier Bears. Six-foot junior, number 21, Jacob Stegan. 6'1" sophomore, number 32, Hudson Sage. 5'11" senior, number 15, Matthew Green, one of the co-captains for the Glacier Bears. Six-two sophomore, number 33, Dylan Swinton. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Glacier Bears, number 23, 5'8" senior, Trevor Cox. So Green, Cox, Stegan, Swinton, and Sage for the Glacier Bears. Of course, they're coached by Steve Fossman, assisted by his wife, Ann. And we're ready for first game for the Glacier Bears of the Region 5 tournament, Lyle.
Well, they're getting out on the court here. Glacier Bears are out. Panthers are out here. Everybody's around their coaches. And, of course, the winner advances to play Petersburg. They're the number one seed out of this division, this 2A division anyway. But anyhow.
So we're going to have Morgan House and Hudson Sage in the center circle. Joel Osborne will be the main official. And we're ready. Osborne, ball up, and the ball is controlled by the Panthers in the backcourt. That's Vickers with the ball. He gets it off to Marker. Marker on the dribble, right-hand side of the court. 2-3 zone by the Glacier Bears. House with it down the right corner. Back to Marker. Dribbling around the perimeter. House on the right side. Marker comes left-hand side to Blanc. Blanc looking inside to Jacobson. Jacobson up and good for two. So Zach Jacobson with the first 2 points in the ball game. 2-0 lead for the Panthers. Cox goes left-hand side. Hands it off to Stegen on the left wing. Comes up top to Green. Green. Right side to Cox. Cox drives into the lane, turns, nothing there, and then goes back to the left. He's going to go up with the shot. A little bit short, but he was fouled on the play. And that'll be on number one, Morgan House. That's his first personal, first team foul on the Panthers. Sends Cox to the line, shooting two. Trevor's first, back rim long. Got one more coming to him. 7-12 left in the first quarter. Glacier Bears' first opportunity to get in the scoring column here. Trevor's second one is up, nothing but net. 2-1 lead for the Panthers. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Panthers get it back to House. House across the 10-second line. Gets up the dribble, gives it over to Marker. Marker controlling things up at the top of the key. He goes right-hand side to House. House back to Marker. Marker for three-pointer, back rim. Rebound down to Swinton. Swinton clears it. And gets it up to Cox. Cox up into the front court for the Glacier Bears. He's going to try a three-point shot. Back rim on his as well. Fight for it underneath. And out of the pile comes Blanc. Blanc quickly up into the front court. He goes right-hand side. Kicks it out to Marker. Up top to House. House drives down the right-hand side. Back out to Marker. Marker on the dribble. Right-hand side to House. House looks inside but comes up top to Marker. He'll come left-hand side to Jacobson. Jacobson drives in, little six-footer. Long rebound comes out to Green. Green over to Cox. Cox has numbers, and he's going to get fouled. It's going to be a blocking foul. Number 10, Drew Marker, his first personal second team foul. Glacier Bears inbound baseline, left-hand side of the key. Green on the inbounds. Gets it into Swinton. Swinton gathers himself, goes up, and scores the two. So Glacier Bears now with a one-point lead. Glacier Bears still some pressure on the ball. Panthers get it up. Marker drives in, running right-hander. Rebound comes down to House. House goes up with it, and we're going to get a foul. But they said it was on the ground, grabbed by the Glacier Bears. 33, that'll be Dylan Swinton's first personal. First team foul on the Glacier Bears. Off the bench is Paul Mary coming in for Sage. Panthers inbounding on the baseline. Get it into Jacobson. Jacobson goes to House. House for the three. That one's way long. Marker down with the long rebound. He's going to try and get baseline cut off by Swinton. Brings back up to House. House drives in the lane up with the running right-hander. Swinton down with the rebound. He's triple-teamed in the backcourt, and he's going to be fouled by the Panthers. It's either going to be House or Blanc. Let's see which one of them they got. It's going to be on House, his first, second personal, third team foul. So he's going to take a seat in Byron Castle into the game now for the Panthers. Glacier Bears will be inbounding in the backcourt. Swinton and Cox back there. Cox on the dribble. Trevor's across the 10-second line for the Glacier Bears, 2-3 zone for the Panthers. Cox comes right-hand side, gets it out to Stegen. Stegen up top to Green. Green circles to the left-hand side, gives it to Cox. Cox is going to drive inside, up on the left hand. He's going to be fouled going up. and will be going back to the line shooting two. Foul is going to be on 41, so Byron Castle gets into the game and picks up his first foul right away, sending Trevor Cox back to the line for the Glacier Bears. First shot is up and good. He's got two. It's a 4-2 lead for the Glacier Bears. Cox has one more coming, and that one's good as well. 3-for-4 from the line from Trevor so far. All three of his points come there. It's a 3-point lead for the Bears. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. The marker picks up the ball, gets it ahead to Jacobson. Jacobson tries to go down low, gets it into Swinton stall, but tried to save it inside, goes right into the hands of Charlie Blanc, and goes up for two. One of those cardinal rules, never save it underneath your defending basket. Stegan tries to get it to Green, but Green was cutting to the basket. Stegan threw it right past him and out of bounds, so turnover by the Glacier Bears, back to the Panthers. So two turnovers back-to-back here for the Glacier Bears. See if the Panthers can take advantage of it. Marker on the dribble. He's way out by the half-court line. Comes left-hand side to Blanc. Blanc looks inside, nothing doing. Comes back top to Marker. Marker goes right-hand side to Castle. Castle back up top to Marker. And it's lazy passes around the perimeter here, trying to get the Glacier Bears move. They go into Vickers. Vickers back to Jacobson. Jacobson will drive inside and travel and turn it over to the Glacier Bears. Swinton inbounds to Cox. Cox on the dribble coming across the 10-second line. Cox goes left-hand side to Green. Green up top to Stegan. Stegan right-hand side to Cox. Cox going to drive into the lane and kicks it out to Swinton for a three-pointer. And that is good for Dylan Swinton. He's got five, and it's up to a 4-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Jacobson on the dribble, comes left-hand side to Marker. Marker across the 10-second line against that pressure. He tries to go and lose control of the ball.
That's true.
Stegan has it. Two-on-one. Stegan tries to go over to Cox, but he was late with the pass. Intercepted by Blanc, but he couldn't get his feet down in bounds, and so the Glacier Bears maintain possession. Had a chance for a score there. Didn't come away with it, but they'll now have another chance on the inbounds. Green looking for somebody, gets it in Swinton. Swinton up on the right-hand side, leaves it a little bit short, gets his own rebound, goes back, but he was fouled on the rebound. He'll be inbound on the baseline. Let's see which one of the Panthers they got on this one. 24, Zach Vickers, his first personal, 15 foul on the Panthers. So Panthers racking up a lot of quick fouls here in the first quarter. Now we'll have Gabe Almanzor coming in off the bench for the Panthers. Green on the inbounds for the Glacier Bears. Gets it out to Cox behind the three-point line. He's going to fire away, and that's money for Trevor Cox. He's got six, and it's a 7-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Back with that pressure. They get it up ahead. And Jacobson's going to drive in and pick up the foul on, or no, that's Byron Castle's going to drive in, pick up the foul on Palmieri. Nice passing up the court by the Panthers. Palmieri just didn't get his feet set in front of him. That's second team foul, first personal on Palmieri. First free throw is in and out for Byron Castle. 5'9" sophomore out there. 3:55 left in the first quarter. Glacier Bears 11, make it 5 now for the Panthers as Castle makes his second. Cox on the dribble on the left-hand side of the lane. Comes to right side, gets to Stegan. Stegan, one dribbling up to Green. Now he's going to drive down the center lane. Jumps up off the backboard a little hard. Rebound comes down to Jacobson. Jacobson going the length of the court. Splits the defense. Lays it up and in. So Jacobson's got four. Cut that Glacier Bear lead to four. 11-7 with 3:29 left in the first quarter. Cox drives in. Out to Stegan. Stegan drive towards center lane to Green. Left side to Cox. Fires away from long. Leaves a little bit short. Green down with the rebound. Goes back up with it. So we're going to get a foul on the play. I think that'll send Matthew Green to the line, shooting two. Another foul on the Panthers. 1-0. Drew Marker, his second. So you got Marker and House, both with two personal fouls. With not even 5 minutes left or gone here in the first quarter, we'll have a 30-second timeout by the Craig Panthers. Glacier Bears leading 11-7.
Well, the Glacier Bears put up a lot of shots here. They've got 10 and got three of those to go here for their 11 points. But like I say, the foul situation for the Craig Panthers, they're going to get the Glacier Bears in that one-and-one opportunity right away. So if Glacier Bears can knock down any free throws, that ought to help out a lot. But we'll see how it goes here. 11-7, 3:16 to go here in this first quarter of play. Panthers take that 30-second timeout to talk it over for a bit. Glacier Bears out. Panthers are out. Going to send Green to the free throw line. All right, Green at the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. He's going to bounce it a couple of times. Shot bounces around, hits every place, and finally drops in. So Green picks up another one from the free throw line for the Glacier Bears, and that's his first point of the afternoon. All right, so Nick's shot goes on the way, rolls around, doesn't go, rebound fought for, misses that one. Rebound comes down to the hands of House, and he quickly gets the ball back down the court for the Panthers. Panthers try a long one from way beyond the three-point arc. There's a whistle on it. And checking in will be number 24. That's going to be Vickers coming off the bench for the Panthers.
So now a little full court pressure by the Panthers. It's three-quarters court. Glacier Bears get it into Cox. Cox tries to split it. Knocked off of his knee. Up ahead to the Panthers. They get it down to Blanc. He goes up for the shot, and he's going to be fouled for by the Glacier Bears. 23, Trevor Cox, first personal. That'll send Charlie Blanc to the line shooting two. So Panthers responding to the Glacier Bears' pressure with a little of their own. Blanc makes his first free throw. 3 points for him on the game. 12-8 lead for the Bears. For those of you watching this online, experience some audio difficulties. They're working on that, trying to get it. Rebound comes down to Vickers off the miss. Free throws. He throws it in top, and it's going to go into the backcourt. And the Panthers are going to let it run all the way out to the other end because it would have been over and back. So now instead of the Glacier Bears getting it half court, they're going to be able to inbound underneath their basket. Right side of the baseline. Green on the inbounds pass. He's guarded by Almanzor. Looking for... somebody gets it to Stegen. Stegen to Cox. Cox is going to back up. Looks like man-to-man defense now by the Panthers. Cox on the dribble. Over to Swinton. Swinton, he's going to drive down the center of the lane. Goes up with it. Partially blocked. Leaves it short. Tries to go up again. We got a foul called. Well, he held his fist up like it was a foul, but then he decided he was going to call a walk instead on Swinton. So it'll be turnover for the Glacier Bears. And three-court pressure again by the Glacier Bears. Got Blanc on the dribble. He gets past the 10-second line. He's going to drive all the way in. Tries to drop it off down low, but Swinton steps in front of it. Now going back the other way is Cox. Cox to the three-point line, then he'll back up. Wait for everybody to set. Gets the screen from Swinton. Stops. Pops it back to Swinton on the right-hand side. Now to Green, the top of the key. He's going to drive down the center. Up with the right hand. Weak side rebound by Palmieri. Palmieri out to Stegen. His shot is off the front rim and back. Back the other way. Jacobson. That was Vickers to Almanzor. Cross-court pass to Jacobson. He's going to drive inside, dumps it down low, and you're going to have Byron Castle with the foul by Palmieri. So that'll be Palmieri's second personal. That'll send Castle back to the line, shooting another two. So you've got Castle's first one off the front rim. Sage back in for Palmieri for the Glacier Bears. Castle's second one is up front rim. Rebound comes down to Swinton. Swinton up ahead to Cox. No numbers there. So Cox will back it out, hands it off to Swinton at the top of the key. Swinton drives left, gives it to Green. Green back to Cox. Cox down the center of the lane, out to Swinton. Swinton for three, back rim, weak side rebound, bounces to Sage. Sage goes up for get his shot blocked, and quickly back the other way is Vickers. Vickers down low, gets it out to Castle. Castle shot, back rim, rebound comes to Vickers, back to Almanzor, trying to go inside to Blanc. He has it knocked out of his hands by Swinton and out of bounds. So you've got...
I don't know what it is, but I got to get somebody...
They'll have Blanc inbounding on the baseline, left-hand side of the key, into the game for the Panthers. Number 13, and they didn't give us anybody with a number 13. So now Jacobson up with a shot. He has that blocked from behind, and we'll see who they get the foul on. 32, Hudson Sage, his first personal. That's a 15 foul now on the Glacier Bears. And that will send Zach Vickers to the line. Shooting two, misses his first one. Vickers second. Couple dribbles. Up, rebound through Swinton's hands to Sage. Sage off to Cox. Cox now across the 10-second line. He'll drive in, 14-footer. Oh, leaves it a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Jacobson. Jacobson quickly up into the front court. He's going to drive into the center lane. Runs over Swinton. Ooh, they called the block on that one. I'm not so sure. Swinton was waiting there for a long time before he got run over. But that'll be Dylan's second personal. 16 foul now on the Glacier Bears. It's on the pass by Jacobson. So it'll be ball out of bounds for the Panthers. With 51 seconds left here in the first quarter, 12-8, Glacier Bears by four. Blanc on the inbounds. He gets it into Jacobson. Jacobson up top to number 33. I wonder if that's Isaiah Records. Go down long as Swinton blocks the shot, gets the rebound. Cox comes back the other way. He goes up hard over Almanzor and scores the bucket. Trevor Cox has eight. 6-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Quickly back is Jacobson. He's going to drive in, and we're going to get a charge this time on Jacobson as Hudson Sage stands his ground, picks up the charge. So that'll be Jacobson's first. Got Stegen inbounds to Green. Green has the ball swatted away by the Panthers. They steal it away. Jacobson has the ball. Out behind the three-point line. Comes up top to Vickers. Vickers out to Jacobson for three. Weak side rebound by Swinton. Swinton up ahead to Cox. Cox racing up into the front court. Now he'll slow it down. Blanc comes behind him. Gets the hold of the ball. We've got a held ball. Alternating possession will be white basketball. So Swinton will inbounds far side of the court. Waiting for everybody to get set here. Officials coming over and asking about something. I'm not sure what it is. Lyle, do you know what they're talking about?
I think they want to make sure they got the right 32 is the one they wanted before.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure, I think.
All the fouls on number four, Zach Jacobson. That's what they wanted to make sure. So Glacier Bears get it into Cox. Cox on the dribble up high. Gets a screen from Swinton. Dish should try to get back to him, but stolen away. The Glacier Bears get it right back. Cox is going to go in. No, misses the shot, and rebound comes down to Vickers. At the end of the first quarter of play, Haynes 14, Craig Panthers 8. We'll send it back to KHNS for 1 minute.